Hey guys, it's your host Jacob, and welcome to the Immigrant Roundtable podcast. Today, I'm joined by Jace.
What's up, guys?
And Preston.
What's up, guys?
On this podcast, we're going to be talking about the five American ideals, how the immigrants experienced the American ideals, and how they did not experience the five American ideals. In the book, it talks about how the Chinese would get arrested because they didn't know the laws and did something they didn't know was a crime. This shows that the immigrants did not have the same opportunity because they were not informed about the laws. How do you feel about this, Chase?
I feel like it's unfair because they did not know and they should at least inform them about it. And yeah, I feel like it's just like unfair.
How do you feel about this, Preston?
I feel it's unfair. They should at least have a lesson in American rights and laws when they come to America.
All right, now Jace will talk.
Okay, the immigrants in our story experienced rights because even though she wasn't the same race as everyone else in the story, she still had the same opportunity and got to play in the chess tournament, which means she experienced rights. They also experienced equality because they are treated the same as everyone else in the story. These are some examples of ways the immigrants in our story experience the five American ideals.
And now, Preston segment.
Democracy is that people get an equal say in their government and can elect people to be in government to voice their opinions for them. Liberty is being free without government oppressors making them think one way or no way. Opportunity is one of the biggest of the American ideals, and this is why many people come to America for a new start and the promise of a better start. Equality is the same no matter what, and that is why people come here, so they can do their practice without religious persecution. Rights is something every American has no matter what. In this podcast, we talked about the American ideals of equality, liberty, rights, opportunity, and democracy, and how it applied to Waverly and her chess.